And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Today in the news. So how important is it for the safe haven asset gold if Biden or Trump makes it to the White House? Asked Tanzil Akhtar at Yahoo Finance. Gold has acted as a hedge against uncertainty, a currency, and a store of wealth. Both Trump and Biden have promised huge amounts of stimulus and huge amounts of easing. Both Trump and Biden have vocally supported various policies that amount to quantitative easing, and therefore, gold ought to react well, no matter who's elected. Well, with Joe Biden up in the polls, should investors load up the truck on shares of any company that can benefit from his embrace of the Green New Deal like solar panel companies? Asked Charlie Gasparino at New York Post. Not so fast, he says. Keep in mind the so-called geniuses who run the big banks and financial firms on Wall Street and too often dominate economic commentary have never been that smart and probably shouldn't be trusted to either predict the election or how good or bad things will get whomever is elected. JP Morgan says economic disaster and more lockdowns will be great for stocks, reports Zero Hedge. The more dysfunctional the presidency and Congress, the more the Fed has to take matters into its own hands. In fact, it is this very logic that has allowed stocks to soar to all-time highs, even though the economy barely grew for the past decade, and then cratered into the steepest contraction on record. In a moment of brutal honesty, J.P. Morgan's Nick Panigurzolo wrote, quote, "The emergence of lockdowns could bolster the equity upside over the medium to longer term via inducing more quantitative easing, and thus more liquidity creation." And lastly, President Donald Trump has torn the mask off the liberal media, writes Frank Pavone at Wall Street Journal. Why does the media hate Donald Trump so much? Because President Trump calls them out. In any dispute, there are two sides. That's always been known, but the media doesn't identify them publicly. In a real sense, the president has defeated the media. No matter what the outcome of the election, the media will never again be able to convince the public that it's objective. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it today.